You know, and I was home this weekend. We always take a trip to Barnes & Noble, and my nephews usually, we always have books that we want to buy. We do a lot of reading. We're a reading family. And my nephew, Joe, who's 12 years old, Heaven is for Real. That was the book that he wanted to buy. And then he proceeded to tell me the story of this little boy. And Wayne Sanders joins us to tell us more.
Hello, Wayne. How you doing there, buddy?
Very well. Thank you, Jack and Sandy, for having me on.
Good to see you.
So this, good to see you.
This book... Heaven is for Real has been published in 39 languages, and the movie by the same name is out now with Greg Kinnear. And aren't you a big Greg Kinnear fan, Sandy?
I like Greg Kinnear. Yeah, yes, okay. I do. I like him very much. He's in one of my favorite movies.
Mm-hmm. He's in many movies, and it was amazing to me when I first read the book. I was getting on an airplane, and the airline attendant said, "You and about 98% of the rest of the plane are reading that book." So what was amazing to me is that the great book, but TriStar Productions chose to make a movie of this. And then Greg Kinnear, who is, as you said, Sandy, he's one of my favorites, but to have somebody of that caliber involved in the movie. So it is. The book, Heaven is for Real, 8.5 million copies has been sold. The movie opened up at West Acres Cinema on April 16th, at an appropriate time, Easter week. And so we're here, and again, thank you for having us on. We are here to give you an update on our progress of bringing the Heaven is for Real family to Fargo.
We think it's important, though, that the movie play for a while, too, and we'd like to encourage people to see it so that they would understand the importance of the event you have coming up in July.
It really puts it into perspective, Jack, and as a matter of fact, I have tickets for you and Sandy to go watch that movie. It was one of the only movies, my wife and I went on Sunday, and it was literally the only time where you just didn't get up out of your chair when the movie was over. You just sat there because the message was so powerful and in so many different ways, and we don't have time for me to go on and on about what I thought it was powerful about. Go see the movie, and it'll put in perspective why on July 31st at the Fargo Dome we're bringing the family in. And we're excited about that. And so we're here to give you some of the details on that. They are, the Heaven is for Real family is coming in on Thursday, July 31st at 7 p.m. at the Fargo Dome. And proceeds, 100% of the proceeds for this is going to the Fargo Homeless and Hungry Program. And as we talked about the last time, there's been a 77% increase in homeless rates since 2000. 36% of those homeless are male veterans from Fargo, and 33% of women in shelters have at least one child with them. So they're definitely in the need of funds, the Homeless and Hungry Program. We're hoping to raise $150,000. We've got sponsors now. It's a no small undertaking to book the Fargo Dome and expect to bring in 8,000 people. And we've got corporate sponsors. And to thank you to Midwest Radio, you are one of them, and we're excited about that. And we are the Fargo Dome website. You can go out to the website to ticket information. The tickets are on sale right now. And you can Twitter at hashtag Heaven is for Real and Facebook HIF Ministries, HIFR Ministries on their Facebook site.
Now, wait a minute, Wayne. We've gone this far. We haven't told our listeners what the movie's about. Heaven is for Real.
Good point. We assume that everyone knows Heaven is for Real. A little 4-year-old boy has appendicitis, a ruptured appendicitis, and he's on the operating table. And he has he goes to heaven. He doesn't. It'll point out in the movie he doesn't have a near death experience. He doesn't die, but he in fact goes to heaven. And sees all these things that as he comes back, he tells his mom and dad what he has seen. And the interesting part of this, his dad, played by Greg Kinnear, is a minister of a church in Imperial, Nebraska. Now imagine you are a minister and your 4-year-old son says, "I've been to heaven." You would stop dead in your tracks, and you want to believe that, but yet the other side of you, you know, so the movie chronicles the struggle of that a little bit and how his family works through that.
It's pretty interesting. I have seen the trailer. So Greg Kinnear and his wife lost a baby at 5 or 6 months pregnant and have been hugely affected by that, and that might be why they decided to take part in this movie.
Well, that again, that is part of the storyline, Jack. This little guy, 4-year-old, did not know that he had had a sister.
Ah.
And so he came, and one part of the movie, he says, "Mommy, I saw my sister," and she thought he meant his older sister, and no, he was referring to the baby that she had lost. And he said, "And you didn't name her," and only Mom and Dad knew that. So it again, without giving away parts of the movie.
Well, that was in the trailer, so you didn't give away any. That's in the trailer. That's why I brought it up. All right, so the family is coming to town. This organization, which you are representing, do you have a name for your organization?
We're calling it the Heaven is for Real group, okay. I guess, for lack of a better name.
And you're bringing the family in, and that little boy is now 14 years of age.
Yes.
And he's part of a rock band, and Dad and Mom are going to be here. And
he actually, I know he sings, and he's got a little musical thing. The rock band is separate, but it's part of the complete package. There's a rock band, there's ministry, Colton will do some things. You'll hear testimonials from Mom and Dad about how this whole process worked, and I think part of it too certainly is it's faith based. We all wonder, is heaven for real? And we'll all make our own judgments from that. But this is just one of those stories that really puts it into perspective. So we're excited about bringing this group in, and again, the tickets are on sale at the Fargo Dome box office, and it's July 31st at 7 o'clock.
And we would like to have a huge crowd, and that's not the last you've heard of it. Thank you, Wayne.
We'll be back. Thank you, Jack and Sandy.
What a great fundraising idea as well for the homeless in our community, so keep that in mind. It is a fundraiser.